Oh.
Hello, my name is Marcus. Return your call from customer support. How can I help you?
Yes. No, I have a reoccurring charge on my card. I've disputed this once. They took it off and they put it back on.
Can I get your zip
I'm
code?
95645.
5645. Okay, let's see what we have in the system. Can you provide your name?
Yeah, Sean Klein, CLINE.
Can you also verify your address?
My zip or my post office box, or my physical address.
It'll either be one or the other.
I got post office box 606,
Not that one.
95645.
Not that one, sir.
Okay, physical address 9892 Hershey Street.
Okay. And let's see what we have here. One moment while the system is loading. Okay, your account loaded up, sir. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm just wondering what is the alleged purchase that I made here because I've never. We'll start this over fresh, okay? Because I've already had it out with them and they charged me for something. I don't know. Originally, I went on something about it was on Facebook about Lowe's getting a generator or something, Craftsman generator. It said, like, I don't know, free or something, but I went into that. Well, I never heard nothing from them. Then a month or two later, I get this charge on my card. And then I disputed it. They took it off. Then I see they put it back on here a while back here.
So I looked at the notes. So essentially, what happened was, well, because you initiated the first charge for $7.95, that initial charge authorized whatever transaction. It basically set the initiated you into a membership, and you basically agreed to be being charged additionally for whether it was a sweepstakes or entry into for other products. So the first charge being that it was a charge that you did you agreed to, the other charge is also considered valid.
Well, I look back on my records here. That initial charge was somewhere out of Florida. Let me go back here. It was somewhere out of Florida, and that occurred. Let me see here. Well, let me go back. It here. Yeah, right here. That charge was made on August 23rd. Is that you have records of that?
August 23rd.
I believe that's what it says.
No, sir, I don't have August 23rd. I have an order date when you initially placed the order, which was the 10th of August.
Yeah, well, on the 10th of August. Okay, let's go to the 10th of August here. The 795, well, that charge was reversed on my bank card because I disputed that. That charge was erased. So how can I be signed up for the whatever when indeed that charge was actually erased out of my bank account?
So I would suggest that you, based on our the policy here, I would suggest that you call in with the bank as a third party with the bank on the line, and there probably could be a confirmation of the additional charge. that flow that comes from that. That's the only thing I can see. Because I understand what you're saying. So because at least you'll have all parties that can confirm, you know, on what the position was initially, as well as the other part, you know, as well as
because that charge is taken off of my
right. So that's
now what is this thing? What is this $39 supposed to be for? I mean, it says a membership. What?
Yes, it's basically sweepstakes.
Sweepstakes. Mm-hmm. I had nothing to do with the ad. The ad was supposed to be for a generator.
Let's see. I could look at the advertisement and tell you exactly what.
I just need no emails or any confirmation, any kind of receipt for the $39.99. I received no statement of anything what this is for.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So it's for the Craftsman generator.
Yeah, well, so they were going to send it. There was nothing about no sweepstakes.
Well, in terms of conditions, that's what you were entering into. For those entries every month, and you agreed to be billed for that.
No, there was no way I agreed to that. That's some kind of scam. I know you're not involved in that, but I'm just telling you that's way out of line.
Okay.
So at this point, so you're telling me they're going to take that out of my – they're going to charge me that every month now?
I think that's what the terms – yeah, that's what the terms are. I think – but having you – let me see. But you don't have – let me see. Let me see what's in the system for you. Recharge, rising, ask to cancel. Okay, because of where there was a charge back on my own account. System canceling, cancel account, gate cancel. Okay, so the account was canceled on 10/10. So the cancel. So yeah, so your account has been canceled. You won't be billed again.
Well, really? I guess I learned a cheap lesson at $40. I guess don't get into any shit like that. All right. Well, I guess I guess it's looking for nobody to dispute it anymore. So. I guess that's a cheap lesson for me, $40. Like that grandpa said, there ain't nothing free in this world. That's what that was represented as. Yeah. All right, well, I got to say, thank you for your patience and your. At least I could actually understand everything you said. The last gal I had on there, I don't know where she was from, but it was more irritating not being able to understand her than the actual circumstance.
Understood, sir.
All right, sir. All right. Well, thank you for clarifying that situation.
Not a problem. You have a good day, sir.
You do the same.